My guest at this time is Ali Reza Jafarzada. He is the deputy director of the Washington Office of the National Council of Resistance of Iran. The NCRI is also just releasing a brand new book entitled Iran's Ballistic Buildup, The March Toward Nuclear-Capable Missiles. We want to get Ali Reza's reaction to the U.S. withdrawal from the Iran nuclear deal and how we're applying new economic sanctions on the regime. And Ali Reza, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Greg. Always a pleasure to be on your show.
Well, let's start with the president's announcement that the U.S. is withdrawing. Here's what he said.
After these consultations, it is clear to me that we cannot prevent an Iranian nuclear bomb under the decaying and rotten structure of the current agreement. The Iran deal is defective at its core. If we do nothing, we know exactly what will happen. In just a short period of time, the world's leading state sponsor of terror will be on the cusp of acquiring the world's most dangerous weapons. Therefore, I am announcing today that the United States will withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal.
So, Ali, we've seen a variety of reactions inside Iran, from the regime vowing to continue the deal with the remaining partners, to threatening to back out of the deal, to burning a paper American flag on camera. So what's the real reaction?
Well, first of all, it's very important to realize, Greg, that after several decades, I should say, of appeasing the regime in Tehran, which really has been victimizing the people of Iran and the Iranian resistance, you know, finally we see that, you know, that the President of the United States is declaring that the all the lavish money that actually was made to the regime by the previous administration was actually, you know, disastrous, that it actually added to the continuation of the ruling of the regime, which he describes as a leading state sponsor of terror in the world. And he said it has funded its long reign of chaos and terror by plundering the wealth of its own people. I think in that sense, that, of course, is a sharp contrast with what we have seen before. And I think that's what Tehran is sensing, the regime is sensing. You mentioned the reaction from Tehran. I think the regime was already in big trouble. They were frightened of their own population. And then comes this new position by the United States that simply adds to fuel to the fire that is already burning the regime. On the part of the uprising in Iran. The regime's economy is in shambles. There's huge amount of corruption going on. It's very institutionalized corruption from top to down. And the regime has not been able to contain its own population, who want nothing but change. And then, you know, added pressure is going to make things much worse for the regime and obviously much better for the people.
You were with us just a couple of weeks ago, and you talked about how desperate the regime was for the United States to stay in this deal. What do you see as the most damaging for the regime? Is it simply with the withdrawal? Is it the restoration of the economic sanctions? Is it the targeting of the Revolutionary Guard? What, obviously, all of it probably hurts, but what do you think is most significant?
Well, I think the regime feels that that era of gaining undue concessions from the outside world, from the West, is actually ending. They were pretty much getting away with everything they were doing and gaining concessions for their terrorism and the development of nuclear weapons, their missile program, all of that. They feel this is like the message they get, and they're afraid that the population will get the message, and they're afraid that their own Revolutionary Guards will get the message that this is a different world, it's a different situation, different circumstances, not just from the outside world that is beginning to realize the realities on the ground or the United States, but also in the region. The regime is under a lot of pressure because a lot of countries, Arab nations, have worked together against the regime. But most importantly, it becomes very damaging when the regime's own, the Iran regime's own population is standing up against them. And of course, the economic sanctions are going to be very, very much hurting the regime because the economy was already bad enough. And remember, the fact that the regime came to the negotiating table was as a result of crippling sanctions. And if they were going to be put back on, which they will, actually they did since yesterday, then that just simply makes things a lot worse. And it just gives the you know, the picture for the future of the regime much more bleak than it was before.
Desperation can lead to being dangerous. Obviously, even when they were part of the deal and the United States was still in, they were acting irresponsibly with their activity in Iraq, their activity in Syria, what they're doing in Yemen, saber-rattling and threats towards the United States and especially Israel. Do you expect any sort of lashing out against neighbors or other entities internationally as a result of this move?
I honestly, no one knows exactly what the Iran regime is going to do, but just knowing the nature of the regime and their current status, I'm really highly doubtful, because this is a regime that's very weak now. They're very vulnerable, they're paranoid, they're divided. And when the regime is weak, their options are very limited. I know they have, you know, in terms of rhetoric, Tehran has been talking about, you know, ratcheting up their activities in the region. They've been talking about restarting the enrichment of the uranium and, you know, a higher degree and all of those things. But a lot of it could actually turn out to be hot air, because making those statements is one thing, but being able to deliver them is another thing. There is no appetite on the part of the Iranian population for further involvement of the Iran regime in the region. Already the people are against the regime's involvement in Syria. One of the main chants that people were the slogans that they were chanting in the streets of Tehran and other cities was that, leave alone Syria, think about us. You know, meaning that, you know, we don't want to be involved in Syria. They've been talking about, they were chanting also, neither Gaza nor Lebanon, I give my life for Iran, opposing the Iran regime's involvement with the Hezbollah in Lebanon, all the other things they're doing in the region. And the fact that the regime is like burning flags, as you mentioned earlier, in the parliament, you know, these anti-Americanism thing, portraying America as the enemy, that has also gotten its own response from the population in the city of Kazerun, which is a relatively small town that was engulfed in demonstrations for about 2 weeks. People were chanting, the enemy is right here. They wrongly say it's America. So even people in rural areas, small towns, these people who were supposed to be the bedrock of support for the regime, are opposing the regime's foreign policy, are opposing the chants of anti-Americanism that the regime is doing, saying, you know, don't tell us that our enemy is America. The enemy is right here. It's the mullahs. It's the regime people, the Revolutionary Guard. So I don't think the regime has really that kind of a capacity to engage in those kind of activities externally, or even in terms of the nuclear program, going back to square one and do the things they were doing before. I think they're much weaker than that.
How much fuel does this move by the United States add to the protests, do you think?
I think I can't talk specifically about this one, but I can tell you this. You know, every time there is escalation of pressure on the Iran regime, it actually helps the protests there, because people feel that their repressive rulers are losing their international support. That's what the regime bragged all the time before, trying to show this, like, create this impression of power, that we are negotiating with everybody, all the foreign governments are considering us as legitimate government. So those protesters, you know, should not have any hopes or anything like that. But when pressure is built up, that has its own impact on the population. I think it certainly adds to as fuel to the protests inside the country, because people feel that they have better supporters outside of Iran, and the regime is increasingly losing its support and its financial backing. And they understand that once these sanctions are fully in effect, it's going to actually hurt the Revolutionary Guards, because they were the ones who were benefiting from the lifting of the sanctions. And people want the IRGC and others to be weaker, not stronger.
Ali Reza, that's a fascinating development, and we'll be very sure to stay in touch with you as we see what impact this has on the stability of the Iranian regime. We also look forward to having you back hopefully soon to talk about the important information in the new book on the ballistic missile program there. So thank you so much for being with us as always, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much, Greg.
Absolutely. Ali Reza Jafarzadeh, Deputy Director of the Washington Office of the National Council of Resistance of Iran. Again, the NCRI's new book, Iran's Ballistic Buildup, The March Toward Nuclear-Capable Missiles. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.